Next patient is Craig Kerner. The last name is K-E-R-N-E-R. Craig is the first name, C-R-A-I-G. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that comes to the office because of the presence of a nephrotic syndrome that is associated to focal segmental glomerulosclerosis that was proved by biopsy. Period. With a sample of 12 glomeruli, 5 of them were completely sclerosed and 2 of them were partially damaged. There was some 30% of interstitial fibrosis. The estimated GFR has remained in 45 mL per minute with a serum creatinine of 1.69. The BUN is 35, and the excretion of protein is 3.6 grams. Initially, but has decreased, excuse me, the proteinuria that was 31 milligrams is coming down to 2888, and we are using the administration of ACTAR, A-C-T-H-A-R, ACTAR. A 80 milligrams 1 day, and eighty milligrams twice a week, alternated with 80 milligrams weekly. This is to prevent. The problem related to the blood sugar. Since the patient is diabetic, period. The patient has been taking Farxiga 10 milligrams on a daily basis. Number two. The diabetes mellitus is well under control. Hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number obstructive sleep apnea treated with CPAP. Following number BPH that is asymptomatic. Following number hyperlipidemia that is on statins. Following number hypothyroidism and replacement therapy. Following number abdominal aortic aneurysm that is followed by the PCP. The patient has been taking ACTAR since March of 2023. We keep monitoring the proteinuria and the kidney function. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.